Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Now, last week, Joe Burrow made comments about he really just sounded depressed and opened up the door to retirement or possibly wanting out. He met the media earlier today. I haven't heard this yet, so I think we're going to all respond to it in real time. Mm-hmm. But Joe met the media in which he talked about his state of mind, including direct questions about potentially leaving the Cincinnati Bengals. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Joe Burrow from his press conference earlier today.
In your mind, where you're not the quarterback of the Bengals next year?
I can't see that, no.
Have you ever thought about the possibility of not being the quarterback here during your career? Or
you think about a lot of things.
And when you look at quarterbacks over the course of their time, great ones, Peyton, Brady, you kind of have to understand that you never know what this league will bring. What did you learn from watching how their careers unfolded?
Yeah, a lot of crazy things happen every year. Micah Parsons got traded right before the season, I think this year. That is something I hadn't seen in a long time in the NFL, so crazy things can happen.
In your mind, where you're not the quarterback. Hmm.
What do you take out of that?
Other than the typing?
Yeah, the typing was obnoxious, but whatever.
I think that was a clear message to the Bengals. That's what I took out of it. He doesn't envision him personally not being here, but he thinks about a lot of things, and he never saw the Micah Parsons deal coming. I think he's clearly not happy with the Cincinnati Bengals, but also wants to clearly not make himself the enemy with the Bengal fans that I'm sure he adores. I think it's wide open what happens to him this offseason.
Is this a Giannis situation?
Similar. I think very similar.
Because Giannis has never publicly said he wants out. He's always kind of danced around it, but wants to win. And Joe kind of sounded like that.
He did. Remember, he said he can't envision that next year. But, you know, you could think a lot of things. Just because he can't envision it next year, he already puts the ball in the court of, if he's gone, I didn't see it coming, but you know what? Maybe I am gone. Just because you don't envision something now like Micah Parsons, you never saw it coming. I know that was kind of confusing, but I think my point is, I don't think that means, hey, I'm definitely here next year, but hey, you never know moving forward. I think the door is wide open.
Yeah, my interpretation is he's got discussions with the Bengals front office, and he's not thrilled about where things are, and certainly there's questions about Zach Taylor, the coaching staff, the building of this roster, and I think that Joe Burrow is probably going to want to have those conversations, but I think we are still a ways from him asking for a trade. Because that's what it would be. It would not be the Bengals just merely trading him.
No, because a team like the Bengals doesn't want to trade their franchise quarterback. I am down a little bit on Joe Burrow, though. Not that I wouldn't want him for the Jets or anything, just from this standpoint. Joe Burrow publicly pushed for the Bengals to spend a ton of salary cap capital to sign both Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, where everybody in the NFL who watches the NFL thought to themselves, is that really smart for a team that doesn't have a lot of players on defense or the offensive line to spend on two number one wide receivers that much money? And that was all Joe Burrow asked for that.
Right.
Now it hasn't worked out. He's seen how the roster is unfolded around him. That's on him. He's the leader of the team.
No, it's not on him.
Yes, of course it is.
I'll tell you why. Can I tell you why?
All right.
We've had a lot of players, it's mostly in basketball, but we've had a lot of players demand things. Want this guy. I want to play with this guy. I want to do that. And then usually what happens when things don't work is that player wants out. So what it's taught us is that while players are great and they may have preferences, you as the general manager, as the architect of a roster, you have to make the final calls. So if there was a confidence of we don't want to pay multiple wide receivers this amount of money, you do it.
Okay.
And you convince Joe Burrow based on the moves you made on why. You can't just sit back and say, well, Joe wanted it and we did it. No, that's how you get yourself into a mess like the Bucs are or the Nets were years ago. Like, you can't just blindly listen to great players. You have to make the moves that you think are right. So blaming that on Joe Burrow is not fair.
So I agree with you. However, yes, the front office could have told him no or whatever. What I have a problem with is Joe Burrow now being unhappy that the Bengals elected to follow his lead in this direction.
He didn't say that, though. He didn't say he's unhappy because of the roster construction.
Why do you think he's unhappy?
Maybe he hates the coach. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. I think he's unhappy because he realizes that every game he goes out there, he's getting killed behind the line, and the defense is giving up 41 points a game. Well, the allotment of resources was put into the offensive receivers because you wanted that.
I get you. Nothing jumps out at me that we are imminent to a Joe Burrow breakup. If we get there, I'm interested. I'm excited. We could try to sell him on the Jets. But that conversation was more, we're a ways away from it.
But it's also not off the table.
No, I don't think anything's off the table.
He said nothing there that takes it off the table as a possibility.
No, you're right. Let's go to Howard in Marlboro, New Jersey. What's up, Howard?
How you doing, Evan?
Good.
I got an idea with the Mets, what happened with the Mets, and my idea kind of includes Brandon Nimmo. What do you think of the core, no more?
Yeah, that fits it well. It's not dark enough, though. Like, the Midnight Massacre. Just, it's dark, and it's evil what happened to the Mets. The core no more is something that some Met fans probably like, because they're like, hey, I'm pissed off. We collapsed down the stretch. Thank God the core is gone.
The core no more. Yeah. How dark do you want this thing to go?
Darker than that.
How about the Man from Milwaukee Massacre?
Too wordy.
It's close, though.
Yeah.
The Man from Milwaukee Massacre.
You're so focused on the word massacre. I think that's the issue because of the Midnight Massacre.
Let's go to Basil in Bay Ridge. Hey, Basil.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yo.
So I'm a big Mets fan. Before I get into Luke Weaver, I just wanted to talk about two things.
Yeah.
I feel like I love the Jorge Polanco signing. He has a better OPS last year than Bellinger, and he's shown that he's clutch. But I feel like it blocked Mauricio from playing a little bit, which I feel like that's something that Mets want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you slot him into first, say, Vientos at DH, looking at the rest of the team, we need a left fielder. And the way that this offseason has gone, it better be Tucker or Bellinger. Now, Tucker is way more elite than Bellinger. I don't think people realize how good he is.
And younger.
Some younger.
Throw that in there. I mean, right. He's a couple of years younger than Cody as well.
Yeah. Some reports have come out that maybe he's not motivated. So, I don't know. His desire to baseball isn't the same as Bellinger.
Yeah.
I don't know how true those are.
I don't know either, but I admit, Basil, it kind of worries me. Like, I've heard that now in multiple places, and I feel bad admitting that it worries me because it may not even be true. But I've heard in multiple places, like, yeah, he's not that motivated to play baseball. And that scares me. Like, when Juan Soto signed his 15-year contract, one thing I heard from multiple people about Juan, who were with the Yankees and then with the Mets, is that, say what you want about Soto, the guy works harder than anybody.
Lives and breathes baseball.
Lives and breathes it. Even his eating schedule is based on baseball.
So is Evans.
Yeah, that's true. Except mine's not good. His is good. It's all about maximize. So when I heard that, I'm like, you know, it makes me feel good because for 15 years, man, especially if you're going to play to a high level into your late 30s, you got to work hard. Like, I think there are so many talented athletes in sports these days that the difference, more so today than 30 years ago, is the effort you put in.
Isn't what does Tiki call it? The want to.
The want to. I mean, there are so many athletes, like I'll just name one off the top of my head, Ben Simmons, who had all the talent in the world, but the want-to wasn't there. And so if there's any concern about the want-to of Kyle Tucker, a 9-year contract, I got to think long and hard about that. If this was a 3-year deal with opt-outs, let's have a conversation. Then I don't even care about your want-to, because the truth is your want-to is going to be to get paid.
Yes.
But in
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start, Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Having a long, long, long-term contract, that would worry me. That would worry me.
Yeah, especially if Juan Soto's worried about teammates being too into fashion. I don't think he's going to take well.
That's not a real thing. Don't get caught up in that.
Oh, sure.
He's not worried about it. They just, I think what happened, and Mike actually hit it when he talked about the Soto-Lindor relationship the other day, that they're just different. They got off to a bad foot with each other. They're different. And maybe at first they weren't close, but I think that's like this fake story that's being taken everywhere.
No, and plus that wasn't Lindor's biggest issue. He was fighting about politics with other players.
Yes, that's fair. That would be a bigger issue. Him and Brandon Nimmo fighting about Trump.
Unbelievable.
But the Soto stuff, I just don't think the Soto stuff's a big deal. He's different.
Did you see, by the way,
Mike, and Soto also publicly the other day was asked about this and said he gets along fine with Lindor and complimented him. Now, you don't have to believe him, obviously. No, you can say he's full of crap, but that did happen in the last 72 hours.
But it also shows his care about baseball. He's not looking to add drama, which is good.
Sure.
Did you see Mike's reaction to the Knicks winning the cup last night?
I did not see Mike's reaction to the Knicks winning the cup.
So in the immediacy of, Lugie, did you see it? The immediacy.
I did, yes.
Of the Knicks winning the cup, Mike tweeted, he is not a believer in this St. John's team.
Well, that has nothing to do with the Knicks. What are you talking about?
That was his thoughts on the New York basketball world last night, literally 5 minutes after the Knicks game ended.
Can I defend Mike for a second?
By the way.
No, because I see what you're doing, and I do this all the time, too. I'm a Nets fan.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I tweet about the Nets.
Okay.
If I tweet about them on a Sunday after the Giants lose, I'm going to get guys like you saying, oh, he's only caring about the Nets. That's what I'm watching. That's what I care about. If you don't care that I care about that, don't follow me on Twitter.
Same thing
with Mike. He's a St. John's guy. He was into the game last night. Who'd they play? Some crappy Big East team?
Big East opener versus DePaul.
DePaul, okay. If Mike is into that game.
And he won by double digits.
Great. He wasn't impressed. That's what he cares about. Like, I care about John Cena's retirement on Saturday. Porter Jr.'s points per game. Like, dude, stop judging what we care about.
I am the first one.
You're a pig.
He's a jerk.
I am the first
one. I agree, Mike.
I am the first one to tweet about Alexei Lafreniere scoring a goal during a baseball game.
So why are you lecturing Francesa or me?
You didn't listen to me. I didn't lecture him. I think he should like what you like. I just think that's a message to the NBA that arguably the biggest sports talk personality that has ever existed on the planet had the team in his town play and win the title. And within 5 minutes of the game being over, his focus was on St. John's DePaul. It is not a knock on Mike. It is a knock on the NBA in this tournament.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.